it's ready, the light is on. That's great. Okay, so off we go. First group, similarities, trade, bricks. What about bricks? Somebody tell me something. I'm bewildered. Yes.
That's our group.
Bricks for what?
Yeah,
okay, so like the Mesopotamia is that way. Bricks rather than stone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wrote on clay tablets, it sounds like Mesopotamia again. Polytheistic, that sounds like everybody but the Hebrews. Used irrigation, sounds like Mesopotamia and Egypt both. Built their civilization around a river. Okay, this is a really important issue, and I want to visit that for a minute. Cities for crafts and trade surrounded by farmland. Now get this, folks, because these two issues are related. And in turn, that farmland was often surrounded by what other kind of land?
Desert.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we want to deal with that, but before we deal with this environmental stuff, cities only for crafts and trade, or do you think there was other stuff going on that was packed into cities and centralized there?
Well, it was mainly.
Pardon?
It was like the boom, kind of main.
Yeah, but those are the only main things. What else do cities function as centers of? Give me an example. Washington, D.C.
Government.
Okay. So, government. What else goes on in cities? Do you know why a lot of people just out of college, single in their 20s, move into cities and don't stay in the suburbs?
Jobs.
What?
Jobs.
Jobs, which relates to trade. What else is in cities that might attract particularly
people?
Young,
social.
Other people? Social. Oh, like what? At night?
Clubs.
Going out, right?
More often nightclubs.
Bingo, fun, entertainment. Young adults, cities, interesting. Suburbs? Okay. How many of you have felt bored in Basking Ridge, for example? Okay, you got the point. All right, so, yeah. I didn't know we could think about having a good time.
Yes, you can.
You know? So, what other sorts of things? Those posters are kind of a representation of it. What other types of activities?
Religion.
Yeah, religion. Good. What other type of activity? Oftentimes people go to museums in cities to see this sort of stuff.
Art.
You see? A whole bunch of stuff. Okay, now, let's get to this environmental business, please. All right, cities surrounded by farmland, surrounded by desert. All right, this is one of these persistent things that we could repeat to the point where you'll get disgusted by it. But look, Egypt, Mesopotamia, ancient India, Harappan India, the earliest India there ever was, and the first Chinese civilization along the Yellow River in northern China. Here's the weird thing, guys. All on what? Come on. All on what?
Rivers.
All on rivers, which are either next to or surrounded by deserts or some sort of natural barrier. Like here in India, you've got these big, huge mountains. Mount Everest is in here. What are these mountains called?
Himalayas.
Go up 29,000 feet. All right? That's Everest, 29,028 feet. Okay? And here in Afghanistan on the other side, hemming Pakistan in, is another range called the Hindu Kush. Translated into English, it has a very nasty name. It means killer of Hindus. These rise 24,000 feet. Okay? These are big mountains, natural barriers. So tell me, why do we have these earliest civilizations forming in rivers next to or surrounded by deserts, often with natural barriers around, and the rivers, by the way, flowing into seas? Why do we see this pattern? You okay?
Yeah.
over and over and over again. What do you think? Why were the earliest civilizations plunked down in places like that? What are the rivers for, and what are the deserts for? Go.
Natural protection.
What? Which thing?
The mountains
and
the desert.
Bingo. Okay, keep the invaders out. Protection. Nobody wants to cross all that. All right, at least that's the hope. Okay. Now, why rivers? What do they do? Go.
No, you'd have a lot of people settling there because there's fertile land for farming.
All right. The river's going to help farming because why?
Water.
Water, irrigation, stuff like that. All right. Now, what other food can you draw out of rivers without even farming?
Fish.
You know? That's going to draw people there. And the fish will come to you. This is not like hunting animals on the ground. You don't have to chase after them. You got the right bait. The fish will come to you. Right? So, can you understand why that would encourage people to stay put?
Trade.
Transportation. But what else goes along with transportation if we're talking about ideas and people talking to each other? What's the magic word?
Communication
as well. All right? So all that stuff, you see how rivers are useful? These many, many, many things. They're even useful to make brick. Why? Yeah, to shake the mud. You need to make it a little wet, right? To form it into shape. So look at all these things these rivers can do. All right? So can you understand why that happens the way it does? Okay, good job. You polished that off. All right, differences. Different writing system, though they still had writing, right? Similarity, writing, difference, different writing. Okay? What do you mean by different artistic system? By the way, that may seem a totally irrelevant sound interruption, but that has everything to do with Harappan civilization. All right? Yeah, before we get through, particularly in the third group, you've got to start thinking about garbage.
Waste.
What?
The sewers.
Don't get to there yet.
The drain system.
Different. Let's stick with differences. What's different about the autistic system? Anything? Or did the book just say it's different?
It literally just says it's different.
Okay. Probably different subject matter, different style. Okay. Twice as big as Egypt, at least in the early days. Not twice as big as the New Kingdom, but twice as big as the Old Kingdom, yes. Polytheistic, and look at this, focus on women. Looks like they're more goddesses than gods. What gender do you think the priests were then? Quite possibly. Now, the problem is that we don't know a whole lot about this civilization because what haven't we learned to translate from it? There's still a lot that's murky about it. Sanitation. All right. Now, hold on. I want to do sanitation last because that's the best stuff. All right. That's the garbage connection. Okay. So we're going to save that for last. Longer period of time. Yeah, 1,000 years, right? A millennium. But here's the deal. Cleopatra, who was the last pharaoh of Egypt. Yeah, pharaohs could be women. All right? Cleopatra, last pharaoh of Egypt, lived around 40 B.C. She would have been able to recognize the Egyptian civilization of 2,500 years earlier. You see? Even before the Old Kingdom, she would have recognized it and felt comfortable there. That's 2,500 years. Do you see why I have a problem here? Now, as for the Mesopotamians, we know that there were different bunches of people controlling Mesopotamia at different time periods, right? All right. But did the basic skills change? Did the religion change? Did the culture change? No, only the rulers did. You get it? So you got to be careful with that. Although one thing that you can say is that in Harappa, the same folk ran the show for 1,000 years. But now I've got to ask you another thing. You talked about political structure. I want to get in there. What kind of political structure? Was this a United Kingdom or not?
No.
He shook his head no. He's right. So instead of being united into one big, huge nation, how do these Harappans organize themselves?
Cities.
City-states. There you go. Which remarkably got along with each other. These folks weren't like the Sumerians who were constantly at each other's throats. This was not Gilgamesh and his enemies. They actually got along. Okay? What do you mean by better technology?
Well, with the sanitation system and the drainage system.
Okay. I want to come back to that. Died out, not conquered? Yes, we'll have to probe that dying out business. Uniformity of what?
Well, their culture, instead of like Mesopotamia, everyone speaks different languages. They don't really understand each other. They have like their architecture, their religion. It's like very similar.
Okay. So in this sense, they're really different from Mesopotamia, but probably similar to what other place?
Egypt.
Yeah, good. Okay. That's not bad. All right. Outstanding original. All right. Yeah, this had pretty jewelry. Yes, it was blue. Semi-precious stone called lapis lazuli. Sold to the Mesopotamians and indirectly to the Egyptians. They made lots of money. But it's something else you missed. Big trade item. And get this, the Harappans were the first to have it. In the world. Nope.
Ceramics.
Senora Rodriguez's shirt, what's it made out of?
Cashmere.
Bingo! Cotton. This ain't Dixie, folks. This is ancient India. Got it? Now, I'll give you a tip, though. There was another group of people who learned how to grow cotton on their own without knowing anything about ancient India. Instead of there being Indian Indians, guess where they were? Native Americans. American Indians. Okay? They were doing the same thing much later without having gotten any tips from India because they had no idea where India was, and the Indians had no idea who they were either or where they were. You see how this is big? Guess what the most commonly used fabric in the world is?
Cotton.
Yeah, how about that? All starts with Harappa. All right. Trading, crazy good. Yes, this is true. Intensive cultivation. We know it's city-states. All right. All this is good. Let's do sanitation. Why such a big deal with these people? Why is that outstanding? Yeah, they had baths and pools, not simply for religion, but for what other? Obviously basic reason. To keep clean. Yes. Okay, now, why do you think these Harappans were more preoccupied with cleanliness? This has to do with the garbage. Okay, this has to do with drainage and sewerage and things like that. Because while the Harappans did it, guess what the Sumerians didn't? Okay, I'll give you two magic words. You match it with a civilization. Random, systematic. All right, and the other connector is sanitation and garbage. Got it? Which civilization was random and which civilization was systematic?
Harappa's systematic and Mesopotamians.
That's right. So when the Harappans first started trading with the Mesopotamians, not only could they see Mesopotamian cities, they could also smell them. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, early Mesopotamian cities were pretty ripe. Okay, now, here are these visiting Harappans saying, okay, these Mesopotamians have lots of skills that we want to borrow, but you, gross. So, they decided to do something about it. So not only have sanitation, do you think they're going to build their cities at random, or do you think they're going to figure out what to do first? It's part of this uniformity thing.
They plan their cities
deliberately. Anybody done that yet? Now, this is news, guys. City planning. Do we have city planners today? Yes. Do we have cotton today? Guess where it started? These guys. Okay? Now, there's another reason why they were big into sanitation and cotton, which is lightweight and cool. What do you think people wore before there was cotton around? Wool or linen, which wrinkles really easy and gets kind of stiff. Okay? Now, here's the problem. Anybody ever hear of monsoons?
Yes.
Big, huge, rainy winds that come into India and Pakistan and Bangladesh from the Indian Ocean to the south. Oh, from the equator. What's the weather like down here? Hot and wet. Egypt's really dry. All right? Really, really dry. Mesopotamia, something in the middle. But then you've got the Indus Valley, right? You've got these monsoons blowing north, and they're not going to get over the Hindu Kush and Himalayas. So what's going to happen to all that moisture? It gets trapped there, all right? And the wind is coming from the south, so what's the temperature like?
Humid.
It's pretty warm, isn't it? So what's the overall climate like, even when it's not raining?
Humid.
It's hot and humid. Bugs all over the place. When Alexander the Great invaded the Indus Valley, he and his troops complained about the mosquitoes. They were as big as Lassie. And they went for the throat. Where did these bugs come from? All right? Any of you see that game with the bugs buzzing all around where the Yankees were playing Cleveland?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. All right? All the time. Where did these bugs come from? All right? So, can you understand why these people were preoccupied with getting clean? This is going to be very much different from medieval European peasants 1,000 years ago that we studied in the spring. Those guys deliberately bathed at Christmas and Easter. As for the rest, it was the protective layer of dirt. How many of you have seen Monty Python and the Holy Grail? All right. Give me the punchline. How do you know a king when you see one?
He doesn't have shit all over him.
He ain't got shit all over him. Yeah, that's it. Okay? How do you tell Harappans from Mesopotamians? Same line, guys. They're cleaner. Is this big? First civilization to make a big deal out of what?
Cleanliness.
Not stinking up the joint. You know? Yeah. You didn't know this subject could get this weird, but this is... I'm not making this up. This is too weird for me to make up. You all understand? Okay. Now, dying out, not conquered. What do you think made a civilization die out? One thing they didn't handle as well as the Mesopotamians and the Egyptians was irrigation, by the way. And that's part of the problem. Because here's what happens, folks. This civilization didn't get conquered. It shriveled.
Because the salt wasn't salt.
Bingo! Tell me about salt, my friend, and irrigation. You're right on it. You're brilliant.
The salt levels were high in farmland.
Yeah. What happens is that irrigation tends to suck up the level of salt in the soil, and when it reaches the roots of plants, what's going to happen?
They die.
If your crops die, what happens?
You die.
You got nothing to eat, or not enough anyway. And starvation is a nasty way to die. It's painful, and it's slow. All right? So, that's part of it. And then somewhere around 1900 BC, this big, huge, long drought came in. No rain. Plus salt. Can these people afford to stay in their cities anymore, tightly packed together? So what do they have to do? Where do they have to move? Can they stay together or do they have to spread out? What happens to town and city life? That's right. What happens to all that formal education and art and skill? So, as we'll see, when the Aryans came in starting in 1500 BC, their job was pretty much clearing up the wreckage and pounding on these poor Harappans who were already there. But all of that comes up, guess when? Next time we see each other, when's that going to be?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Incidentally, on the day two assignment, there's lots of vocabulary. Know those terms. Look at your glossaries, please. Rachel, do you need the stuff for this unit? Let's equip you.